There are so many supplements out there. How do you choose? If there was just one supplement that Trey and I would recommend, it's definitely Ningxia Red. We have consistently drank Ningxia every day since May of 2015. It's a whole body health and wellness supplement that's a powerhouse full of antioxidants and nutrition. Ningxia Red is made with pureed wolfberries, also known as goji berries, along with blueberry, plum, cherry, aronia, and pomegranate juices. These are very high in antioxidants that boost immunity and protect your body against oxidative stress. It also has food-grade essential oils like orange and lemon, yuzu, and tangerine. These provide an incredible dose of D-limonene. Trust me, Google that. This is just a 2-ounce shot of liquid gold, and it supports your body for better energy and healthy cellular function. Why is that? Well, that's because you're getting antioxidants equivalent to eating like 8 pounds of carrots and 16 whole oranges. Trust me, your liver and your eyes will thank you. If you'd like more information, visit my website, www.amycastles.com. What was the first thing that your mom would ask you before you'd go to bed at night? Did you brush your teeth? I don't know about you, but my mom always asked that. Since I was a kid, healthy gums and teeth have always been important to me. But after a lot of research, I figured out that there's actually a lot of junk in the commercial toothpaste. Everything from SLS to artificial flavors and colors, sweeteners even. And I didn't like the way that they didn't actually get my teeth super clean. I felt like they weren't really actually supporting good overall oral health. Well, I'm so excited to tell you about a product that I created in 2016. Sparkle Dust is a non-toxic, chemical-free tooth cleansing powder that instantly brightens and strengthens and remineralizes your teeth and your gums. It will leave your teeth feeling like never before. They will feel cleaner, smoother, and brighter. You will feel like you just left the dentist. I love that feeling. Sparkle Dust is made from 9 different organic earth-sourced ingredients, including minerals and clays. It's a natural solution proven to get you the smile that you've always dreamed of. Learn more about Sparkle Dust by visiting my website at www.mysparkledust.com.
It's time for a healthy dose of According to the Castles, the show where we talk about marriage, family, faith, health, nutrition, fitness, and so much more. And now, please welcome your hosts, Amy and Trey Castles.
Hey, everyone. It's Amy Castles.
It's Sir William Castles.
Sir William Castles.
Yes.
We have a very special guest, Sarah Bailey.
Hi. Thank you so very much for having me on here.
Thank you so much for coming on. Okay, I am going to read this little description of Sarah because I love how she wrote this on her website, lovesomeonewithcancer.com. She wrote, with a touch of humor, I'm dedicated to spreading awareness, education about the possible causes of cancer before diagnosis. It's essential for everyone to have their voices heard and support each other through life's roller coaster, armed with knowledge and laughter while changing laws in Texas. Medical freedom activist, Sarah Bailey.
Yes, thank you.
Excuse my little bit of stuttering. I stutter over words sometimes.
She has trouble reading.
You know what? I was never the kid to read out loud in school. I hated it. Panic attack, full panic attack if they called on me to read. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And it just shows that you're human.
Yes, I am human. Okay, Sarah has an incredible story that we're going to hear. But first, we're going to talk about Scotland real quick because we just got back from Scotland, and I know you saw some of our posts, right?
Oh my goodness, the pictures are incredible, and y'all are the cutest little couple. Aww. I love all of y'all's pictures.
I fight and scream the whole way on half those pictures.
I was like, I don't want to do it over. I don't want to even take this picture anymore. Let's go. Let's keep walking.
He literally fights me every time. It's not like he fights me. It's just that
I'm annoyed.
He's annoyed. He acts so annoyed, and then we take the picture, and then he's like,
"Oh, that turned out pretty good."
And then he's like, "Let me see. Did you get it?" And I'm like, seriously, you're like 5.
I'm probably 7.
Yeah. Okay. Scotland.
Stop.
How do you say
Scotland? I don't know. Y'all make fun of me because I'm doing it bad. That's why I have my Scottish Terrier shirt on today. I figured I'd get into the scene.
By the way, my grandparents always had Scottish Terriers. They loved those dogs. But Scotland was incredible. We first got there and went to Glen Eagles, which is a golf course. And Trey got to play golf.
I've got 3 days of golf with a personal caddy. Walking 18 holes for 3 days was a dream come true. And I didn't have to pay for it.
That's amazing. Did he wear a kilt?
He did not, but there were multiple people at Glen Eagles and on the golf course area that worked there that were in kilts.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what's underneath those kilts? We will never know.
We don't. That's just not even a concern of mine, but
that is every female's wonder is. Well, I mean,
I think you have a pretty good idea what's under there.
Well, yes, but is it covered?
What did the guy on the bus say?
So my sister-in-law asked him while we're driving. He's like shuttling us over to go on a train. So in the hotel, they have a shuttle.
It's like nine ladies on a train by themselves.
There's nine of us, and we're all in the shuttle, and we're like, "So what are you wearing under there? Like, are you commando?" And he's like, "Oh, you'll never know." And then so everybody gets out, and then my sister-in-law was the last one, and then he goes, "I got a Loch Ness monster under there." And she was like, she didn't know what to say.
Oh.
She's like, okay, cool. And then left. And
dropped a mic and drove off.
Yeah, he waited until we all got out. That was the funniest thing. Okay, but I have to say, Scotland, like that food was the best food I've ever had.
Yep. We could eat the food. We could eat all of it.
Well, you know, before we get talking about food, because that's going to lead us over into another subject that Sarah is big on. But we stayed in Glen Eagles, which is kind of like a golf course, country club out in the middle of nowhere. And then we went into Edinburgh. And that is a big, major old city. And it looks like Gotham City on Batman.
It was gothic and eerie. Ooh. Like being, you know, from 1400s, 1500s, and just hearing all the stories and everything that's taken place, and just the gloom and misery and death and things that have happened in that city. You could almost feel it. It was just eerie.
Yeah, there was.
Plus, it was raining and gloomy, and the whole place was gothic, and it had black and like moss, like moldy. I don't know. It was amazing, but weird.
We both got sinus issues while we were there because there was so much mold on the buildings. But that's because it is a time of year where the mold is just mold grows so fast, you know, and it was and rainy.
Low 30s, high 40s the whole time we were there. Sun came out maybe 2 or 3 days.
But we never felt cold. Like, even though it was cold like that, we didn't ever feel...
You were warm and cozy because you had all your stuff on. You had your rain stuff. You had your... Mm-hmm. I mean, you were packed in.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I picked up at a garage sale this summer a jacket that came down like mid-thigh. And it's kind of like a puffer, like, you know, the puffer kind of jackets.
Oh, yeah.
But it has like, cute. It's black and it has the gold zipper. So it's, you know, on trend. But it's not too puffer. I was so warm. I have never worn a jacket that came down to close to my knees before, which I'm late to the style game all the time. So this dress I have on was from a resale shop in Houston. Like, a thrift shop. It was like $5.
Amazing.
My jacket was $3.
I had my Tume jacket on that you got me at a Goodwill for $30.
Yeah. Listen,
like, we were rolling in style.
I love thrifting.
Thrifting is so much fun. It's like you get high from it.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this is a hunt. Like, I kid you not, this shirt, and it's 100% wool. Ooh, you know, nice. And I think I got it for like $6.
I love
you
it.
Know, so
heck yeah.
Well, in this economy, we got it.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes. So I was so warm. I think I will. In the cold, I'm always going to wear a long jacket from here on out. And anyway, the food was so good, and so incredibly fresh. The salmon that I had was smoked salmon.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
It was almost like candied, but there was not sugar on it. I don't know how they did it. But there's a lot of waters around there, and
we ate a lot of lamb.
I didn't really eat lamb.
I ate a lot of lamb. It was really good. And then haggis. I tried haggis.
Yeah,
haggis. Haggis. You gotta try the haggis.
I asked the waitress. I said
the mud pudding.
I said, "What is in the haggis?" She goes,
"No." She first said, "Have you tried it yet?" And you're like, "No." She goes, "You need to try it first before I tell you what's in it."
She goes, "It's best I not tell you." Whatever.
You nailed that.
And I was like, okay, whatever. I felt like crap at this point because we were just tired. I mean, we had everywhere you go, you walk. That's why there are no obese people there. You walk everywhere.
Yeah, we were walking 9.5 miles per round of golf. up and down the hills. Whoa. And then you take, that was for 3 days. And then all the stuff we did going to the castles and up and down, you know, Royal Mile. I would say the whole trip, I got into the 40 plus miles of walking. Easy.
The city, Scotland is just so old and there's just so much rich history in Europe in general. We have our history, so we're so much younger in the United States. So when you go over there and you see all this rich history, it's really awesome to learn about. And you're just, you can't even fathom like how they
lived. Because you're comparing it to our 200 years and they're hundreds of years, you know? I mean, it's
thousands.
I mean, it's insane.
So speaking of the food, we ate bread every day. As many of our listeners know, Trey and I are gluten-free. And the first day it was like, I was like, European wheat. So I had like a little bit and I'm like, let's see how this goes. And then, cause I, you know, over here, my palms will itch, I'll break out in hives or bloated or something and then, or get congested. And then I was fine. I was like, okay.
Try a little bit more.
And then by like dinner time, I was like, big old honking piece of bread, like dipping it in that butter, just scooping it in
the
bowl,
scooping up her soup. And I'm like, what?
I ate so much bread and butter of my life. It was the most amazing.
I kept saying in my head, I was like, you're going to have a debilitating migraine tomorrow and wake up and just be completely miserable.
And I said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
But yeah, no, the bread was so good. And all of the food, I mean, we pretty much ate whatever we wanted. I didn't eat sugar or alcohol, but ate enough for us. But we both felt great. And it just made me think, wow, what the heck is in our food here?
I know that's a question that a lot of people ask, right? I'm so glad that y'all brought that up because we all know that many foods are not good for our bodies, like gluten or red dye number 4 or 40 or, you know, there's just a slew of so many different foods, and it seems like every corner that you turn, somehow our environment is trying to kill us, like from mold to the air to the food to the water and all these different things that people have to be cautious whenever they consume something. So I am super excited about, now don't take away my deep roots Texas card because I am sixth generation. My ancestor actually fought at the Alamo.
Yes.
And if we go way back into history, one of my ancestors had a bounty on his head from King George.
Dang.
Because he gave intel to Washington.
Wow.
Okay. So you're following right in the family footsteps.
Yes.
That gives me chills.
Yes.
How awesome.
So I love all the history, you know, in America, maybe just in the baby stages, but.
I got to say this real quick to interrupt you about history.
It's amazing.
So when we went there, we went to the Wallace Monument and went to Stirling Castle.
I'm so jealous.
And then we came home and we watched Braveheart.
And then
I read up on Braveheart and it is literally the most historically incorrect movie ever made.
True.
So it's like you can't get your Scotland history on Braveheart.
Look, I know this is a really crazy, thought, but this is where my mind goes. You know, they were all like mating and stuff. And they were
mating.
So dirty. Yes, I know.
Because God, here we go.
I know, but they couldn't
You're
going to
go the cleanliness of intimacy?
But God, things had to really smell. That's what I think.
They had nosegays.
I don't know. It's maybe
all right,
that
let's
was
center back.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, all these different things, you know, which, you know, our environment with, this isn't like the 1300s or something, you know, our water should be clean.
Right.
You know, and if you go to different websites, you can see all the different things that are trying to practically kill us. And with me, I am an activist for childhood cancer as well as other chronically ill children because they're not very well represented. And that's why I'm so excited about Assembly Bill number 418. And that is regarding different foods that are cancer causing. And the FDA, I just saw it yesterday, the FDA, and I'll have to share it with you. The FDA is practically implementing this bill. And I thought it was going to have to go to Congress and this and that. But since California is California, which has its pros and cons, mm-hmm. And I don't care which way you vote, left or right, this is a humanities issue.
There you go.
So vote how you want. And I tried to tell people, I vote for the person's ideals, mm-hmm. not just because you're left or right. And I support someone's bill. Instead of supporting the person in their 100 bad bills, if they have one good bill, I'll support that because mm-hmm. that's the right thing to do.
Right.
And if somebody is trying to do something right, shouldn't we give them grace and support that aspect to try to help everyone's health?
Yeah. Okay, so this bill that will hopefully get passed, this will put parameters on the food industry because they're putting so many hidden additives in our food that we are completely oblivious to. We're busy moms. We're running in trying to get food for our children.
Reading every
label.
And yes.
Everything's so deceptive because they're going to say gluten-free this or chemical-free that or organic this or natural that. But then they flip it over and there's multiple things in there that don't fall into that box.
Well, and you know what?
It's deceptive.
Actually, it's really not even necessarily the gluten. Gluten is actually not even really the biggest issue. It's the pesticides and the herbicides that they're putting on the grain. Because I will eat gluten-free items every now and then, but even that is still crap. It's a lot of starches and it just bloats you anyway. So I have to get over here, I have to get my carbohydrates from, you know, squash, potatoes, vegetables, all those things. But, you know, I wish I could have some bread my kids, they want bread, you know, and they're not going to just only get their carbs from the sources that I do. I can do that. But kids want a sandwich, you know, they want French toast, and we should be able to have clean food. If Europe does it, why can't we?
I agree on so many different aspects. So I do appreciate California with this, and that bill did pass. However, I don't think that will, because of California's bill, the food industry has to change because of this bill.
Okay.
So I do believe in 2024, 2026, I don't remember because I was reading so much yesterday. And needless to say, the food industry has to change mm-hmm. because if they're not going to make two recipes for California and then the rest of the nation.
Oh, right. Okay. So by California passing this, it's going to just affect
from the
rest of the U.S.
The article that I saw yesterday, that's going to be the case, which is a huge milestone.
Okay. Okay. What brought you into this arena of being an activist?
So needless to say, I lived the happy life. I was finally blessed with a mother. Taylor, she was super bright. She was beautiful. She was so super smart. And needless to say, I never heard a child say three-word sentences before they were 6 months old.
Mm. Wow.
And she was doing little stomach crunches.
Yeah.
You know, she was a little batty. And so needless to say, I worked with children practically all my life. I worked in the school field. I also worked in the veterinary field. And so I know a little bit of medical. I know a little bit about kids. And I was a professional nanny. I saw all these different amazing aspects that parents were doing with their children. And I just wanted to follow that footsteps, you know. And needless to say, she was speaking 100 words before she was one. And then right after Hurricane Harvey, she started regressing in speech. And after Hurricane Harvey, they did mosquito spraying that was ordered from the Pentagon. And like you said, Europe has so many strict laws. So needless to say, this mosquito spraying is outlawed in Europe. U.S., is the only country that contains this nailed, N-A-L-E-D, mosquito spraying that's dated from 1954. If America is America and we have the best technology, shouldn't we have the best resources, mm-hmm. not dated almost 100 years technology? And not only that, but it's outlawed in Florida, I do believe. And this was back in 2017. And not only that, but it also kills our bees.
Yeah.
So that's a big issue too. So she started regressing in speech. Oh, you're a first-time mom. Don't worry about it. And your mama gut knows.
Oh, yeah.
Your mama gut knows. And I was gaslighted for 2 years, even after the mosquito spring. And we lived right next to a cow pasture. And I saw planes doing spraying mm-hmm. over these cows multiple times a day for weeks. She started regressing. I started having seizures for the first time in my life. I mean, this stuff is bad. It's bad for our environment. It's bad for our health. And just think about our water, too, and the cows that it's being sprayed on. So needless to say, it's kind of funny how we met, all in God's timing, right? Mm-hmm. I was going to this meeting that you were going to, and I didn't even... We're Facebook friends, but I didn't know you. And I have my red flag that everyone knows me by. I go walk the Capitol and whatnot. And I just had a meeting with Morgan Luttrell's office. And you were like, hey, hey. She was on her step-ups. And she was like, hey, I know you. Uh-huh. And I was like, hi. It was kind of one of those crazy cool things, you know, because you're like, you know, it's just amazing how God's timing is. Mm-hmm. And so needless to say, Amy was like, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? And I'm like, absolutely, yes. So, and it's just wild because I don't think if I did wear that red flag or the American flag on my purse, which is everywhere, I get waves all across, you know, the Capitol or in the grocery store. They're like, I know you. And I'm like, hi, you're nice to meet you. You know, which is kind of surreal because you don't know how people are going to take you, you know? Yeah. And I know that these are just different controversial ideas, but something has changed because people are dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
but just the very sheer fact that if another state has it banned, even if you don't agree, it should still make you curious to a point where you may be a person that you've never had health issues all of your life and you are perfectly fine. And you're like, oh, whatever, like y'all bunch of hippies screaming about something else. You could think that, but the very thought of or the very fact that it is outlawed in another state, in another country, should make you go, well, I wonder why it is. So tell me more. What is it? What is it? I don't necessarily agree with all that kind of crap, but what is it, the reason? And, you know, even if you don't have issues with it, as a generation, as generations and generations come, our genetics are being altered and we're not as strong. Like our kids have more health issues than their grandparents did. Than we did. I mean, my daughter has a ton of health issues and she's sensitive to everything and she easily gets sick. I wasn't like that as a kid. That can happen to me now as an adult, but it's happening to her by the time she was 12 years old.
And we don't monitor everything she does, but we've raised our entire family to be, you know, health and fitness conscious. And so a lot of the foods that she puts in is healthy and a lot of the things she does is healthy, but she still suffers from ailments.
Yeah.
And it's just the amount of things that are out there that can affect you, even when you're trying to do good.
Yeah, and I kid you not, Taylor was on gluten, dairy, soy-free meals, and throughout her whole life, she ate organic because it is so important. And needless to say, whenever I was gaslighted for those 2 years, they were like, oh, there's no connection, mm-hmm. And I was like, I can actually understand my child speak. Whenever children regress in speech from saying, I can do it, to me can do it, that should send off some red flags to every parent and pediatrician. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, we were gaslighted, and it was just very frustrating. And whenever she had a droopy eye and she was acting drunk 2 years later, she screamed a scream that still haunts me, and I went to the ER. And again, I worked in the veterinary field, and I was like, this looks neurological to me. Can we please do a CAT scan of the brain? They did a CAT scan of her eyes. However, they didn't want to do it of the brain. Oh, follow up. It's just strep. She had a reoccurring strep. She had torticollis, which is kind of like where you can't lift the muscles in your neck is kind of bent, and it hurts to move it, as if you were like in a car wreck, kind of. Okay. And so those were two of the major ordeals that just didn't sit right with me. And needless to say, the type of brain cancer that she had is extremely rare, called ATRT. And you can look it up. It's professional, medical jargon. And needless to say, I found 5 or 6 different families diagnosed within a year of her diagnosis, all in the greater Houston area. And in previous years, after hurricanes, there's an increase. So this is everyone's issue. Mm-hmm. We have to get to the bottom of it, because Houston is such a hub for cancer. And whether it be air pollution or something like mosquito spraying, or mosquito spraying done at night, or food or water, whatever the case may be, we need to find the cause, mm-hmm. because children are dying. And that's why I got into this, because I was gaslighted for 2 years. And once your child is diagnosed with cancer, you have very minimal rights as a parent.
Very minimal what?
Rights.
Rights.
We were denied Benadryl whenever she was talking well in the hospital. And this egotistical, don't you love egotistical doctors? They're like, oh, you're not a doctor. And I'm like, here's some medical studies. Oh, but this does not. I have a come to Jesus moment every single time that I tell these stories, because it is just so frustrating for a doctor to tell any parent, say, you don't have a choice in the matter whenever it comes to your child's health. I could not fire this doctor. The first time that we met, my daughter, she was a little batty. She was taught to take care of herself, and if anyone, touched her inappropriately. And we had like 20 people, because ATRT is so rare. It only affects 30 children or less out of the nation a year. And so 20 doctors were coming in. They were like listening to her heart. And I was like, hey, we need to, this doctor wants to listen to your heart. And, so that's what I would say every single time. And then this egotistical doctor came in, talked to us for about a minute. He was like, I'm going to listen to her heart. And I was like, hey, Tay. And he's like, no, mom, I got this. And I was like, all right. So I sat back and watched the show. He went to go sneak in. That's what he said. Sneak in to listen to her heart with a stethoscope. And she said, my body, and punched him across the face, his glasses. And
nice.
Yeah.
How old was she at this?
She was 4.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gosh.
Yeah. Get off me.
Yeah. And needless to say, oh my goodness, And he was chief of staff at a hospital downtown, and I tried to fire him, and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Whenever people violate a child's body, mm-hmm. and you can't fire them, that should send red flags.
Yeah.
And so, needless to say, many laws have changed since then. I know one law where you can get a second opinion. That was back in 2021.
Is this all that you have done?
No, this was actually a Pardo family. And Drake Pardo was more or less a homeschooled child who had several illnesses. And this doctor, who never laid eyes on this child, did a CPS report. And mm-hmm. they took this child whenever the CPS did not even have a car seat, any of his medical belongings or anything. They had to practically give everything in their house to this CPS worker. And I'm not saying that CPS is bad. However, I do think that there needs to be reform. Absolutely. Because once your child is in the hospital, they will say, you don't have a choice in the matter. And I would push as far as I could. And I was like, everything in my soul is telling me this is not a good idea.
Mm. What was it that they were wanting to do versus what you...
They were trying to... I wanted Benadryl because she was speaking very well on it. She was also on gabapentin. So my child, 4 years old, was on gabapentin, morphine, and fentanyl.
Well,
yes, I did not want that, but I did not have a choice in the matter. And I'm sure that y'all have heard of Take Care of Maya off of Netflix. Mm. Very, very similar.
Okay.
So chronically ill child, parents know what's best, and the doctors say, this is Munchausen. So if you disagree with the medical professionals, then they'll say, oh, she is a danger to, or medically neglecting this child, mm-hmm. and then she will become a ward of the state. And that is exactly what laws I am trained to change.
Yeah.
Because that's just a card somebody can pull. And once it's pulled, the rights are gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you?
No. However, whenever I was told, you really don't have a choice in the matter, there was police officers walking the hallway. So it was kind of a sure reality. And people are like, oh, well, I would have gone to Mexico. I would have done this. There was cartel wars back in 2019. Mm-hmm. The border was shut down. Mm-hmm. And so that wasn't an option. And then, you know, people are like, who are you going to see? And there's so many different alternative treatments for cancer, but we were advised, because ATRT is so brutal, that if you did go out of the country and she did pass away, you could be charged with manslaughter, so you might as well not come back. Mm-hmm. So this is America. How is this America? So there's many laws that needs change, and brain cancer is so...
Okay, let me pause for a second, because... This was why I actually got a little frustrated when I was in Europe. They're such an old country, they're an old country. Yeah, they're so old. Like, we're so young, they're so old. They have experience. It is wise to seek counsel from people or places that have experience. And there's so many things within the United States that I actually, over there, I said, wow, the United States is actually pretty arrogant in a lot of areas, especially when it comes to medical and their treatment. And I thought to myself, and I even talked about this with one of the ladies at the scarf store.
The scarf store.
I said, you know, in the United States, our medical treatment is 10 years behind y'all. Y'all mm-hmm. have tests that are done, and they are so far advanced. But they don't do those because they haven't been passed yet. And so the insurance won't cover it. So now the doctors won't do it. So it's not even an option for you. And I did say, and people with children who don't want that treatment, who want to come over to Europe for treatment that is so far better than our treatment, can actually be charged with kidnapping their child, or they would have to, or their kids would be medically kidnapped by the state. Like, that's jacked up.
I don't want to diminish what you're saying, because it's a very valid point, but how in the hell did you get on that with a lady in the store talking about scarves?
Because that's what I do, Trey.
Okay.
We get it. There you go. We're women. And we,
you do you, baby.
Because I don't know, she had something, she was a healthy person, we got on the topic of health, and
it's a beautiful scarf, by the way, your government's so much better than ours.
love it.
But it's true. So if you had somehow smuggled her out of the hospital and left and went to Europe, and that treatment, let's say it worked, and then you came back, then
I could still be possibly charged with medical neglect.
Medical, yeah. Even though you could, it cured.
And is it a certain age that they can mandate this over you?
Probably about 18 or 17.
So it's when it's whether they're an adult or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So what happened after that? So she's 4 years old. You're in the hospital. You're basically chained, and you have to do what they're saying to do.
Correct. If I wanted to be by my child's side. And so she did chemo. She stopped eating. We were denied blood cultures because it was not medically necessary. Isn't that funny? And then everyone in my side of the family has a low grade temperature. I'm sure that you have something other besides a 98.7 or, you know, the general population. However, why is leading medicine basing medical studies based on 100-year-old studies? So this 98.7 is actually Harvard medical students, and there was about 18 of them who didn't have cancer that were not children, and yet that's what medical professionals base their temperature on. And needless to say, I was like, take my temp. It's 97. Take hers. So they would not do blood cultures unless she had a 101, which is just asinine to me. So she had an infection, and mama guts know whenever your baby stops eating, something's up. I was like, something's up. Oh, we'll keep an eye on it.
Were
she's
you
not
able,
eating.
Able to slip her anything, like put essential oils on her, homeopathy?
I was, so I did try essential oils. I tried supplements. I did all the things, but I had to wait rotations before that doctor was in charge. So this doctor would be there 3 nights out of the week, and then they would do another rotation. So needless to say, whenever this egotistical doctor was on board, I couldn't do anything. So then
I
was like,
would they be watching you?
Yeah, most definitely. They were like,
you don't have your own private room?
We do have our own private room, but there it's glass windows and whatnot, and any nurse could be in there. And so I tried to sneak breast milk in her G-tube. That's another thing that I wanted. I wanted a G-tube. I wanted her shunt surgery. I did not have a choice in the matter. We had to go through 2 rounds before she lost enough weight for us to do a G-tube.
You weren't even allowed to choose breast milk?
Wow. Yeah. It was a big fight. And then I got the nutrition. I was like, I want to see someone. I'm going to file a complaint. What's up? And then they were like, oh, no, you can. You can. Yeah, that's fine. And I was like, yeah. It was so many things. I could write a book. So
I should write a book.
I should.
Tomorrow. Let's do it.
Yes.
So you're in the hospital and doing the treatment. Did she ever get out and get released?
We were released once she, so with her fever and not eating. I had to wait a while for blood cultures to be done with the doctor that actually listened. And needless to say, whenever that happened, she did have an infection within her blood. So they had to take out her PIC line, which is pretty much attached to her heart, for the chemo to go through and all these different medications. And they took out her PIC line, and she started finally eating. And again, rounds of the egotistical doctor, he was like, "Hey, mom, we're going to take out the PIC line." And I was like, "She just started finally eating. Can we just wait for a day?" "No, you really don't have a choice." And police officers were coming by. And I was like, everything in my soul is telling me this is not a good idea. So they did the procedure. They removed the PIC line, got a new one. And he was like, "See, mom, she's fine. You had nothing to worry about." Later that night, she was like, "Mom, my head hurts." And then it went limp. And that was pretty much the last time I talked to my child. Mm. And it's just frustrating, because if you're a mother that spends 24 hours with your baby, you know your child. And so needless to say, right after that procedure, she had a brain surgery. We were in the hospital because she had to be stable. And gabapentin was something that I would advise everybody to be off of, because the gabapentin and morphine and fentanyl combination that I did not have a choice of not having her or she had to be on was detrimental to her health. And I did not find that out until 3 days after she went home to Jesus. So more or less, we need to have laws. If there is a survival rate of less than 60% of some type of cancer, mm-hmm. that the parent should have that right to say, "No, I want her on hospice." Then you can do all the free reign stuff of doing holistic treatments and the supplements. Okay. So that's kind of a loophole.
Trying to find that compromise and saying, okay, up to this point, you guys got it. But after that, give me the right to have it.
Right. Survival rate is
less than 60%. Then you should be able to say, "Yes, I want to do this treatment," or "No, I don't."
Correct.
So, okay.
Because you could do that as an adult. Correct. You can choose to have it.
Yes.
But they're saying you don't have that choice. They're taking that choice away from you and your child.
Yes. Spot on.
So 40% survival rate, right? Would that be better?
ATRT, the 5-year survival rate for ATRT is extremely rare. I only know of two children out of about 10 that have survived. Hmm. So it's less than 20% survival rate.
And if you were to have that ability to go through hospice and she was going to pass anyway, at least the survivor could have some peace of mind knowing that you did everything that you could and you got to see her be peacefully in the arms of Jesus, rather than having it basically ripped away from you in such a traumatic way and watching her suffer.
Oh yeah. I mean, she lost about 12, 14 pounds. I mean, this should never happen. I mean, it's just very, very sad. And it's just, so that's why I'm fighting for other families. And it doesn't matter how old or young, because there are other stipulations that even adults are medically kidnapped, because they're like, "Oh, well, if you don't go through with this treatment, then insurance won't pay for it." So it's just many things need to change. And if you have a chronic illness, I want to unite with everyone that has chronic illnesses, because this is happening. I just last week I talked to another God moment. I walked in and I heard the story of a lady and her mother who is in renal failure, and my mom goes through dialysis too. And she was like, she is on hospice and they are refusing to give her disability social security. And that exact thing happened while my uncle was on practically disability for cancer. So it's just, if it's happening everywhere and people are just so mentally, physically exhausted, they don't know what to do.
They have to fight.
Right. Yeah. Whenever you have to live in the moment because you don't know when that moment's going to be going away. So take all the pictures. Yeah. Enjoy those moments because you'll never get them back.
Yeah. Have you had any more children?
She was my one and only.
She was your one and only. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There, I was actually taking a video of all of our son's toys in the room. And yesterday I was sending it to my friend and I said, you know, when my older two were little, I would be like, ah, clean this up, you know, but with him, he's the last one. And like he, and I'm like, oh, look at all of his little Legos. Like they're the way that he sets them up.
Pick all that crap up.
Yeah. And then you go to another station and then it's like, he's got all of his little Pokemon cards that he was organizing. And you get to see life that he was, this is life. If he is, playing, like it's alive, like the toys, it's like it's hard to explain, but
it's a story in itself. Yeah. You know, because it could be like you know, Godzilla going through the capital of, you know, Legos, you know, or maybe it's Gotham City, you know. Mm-hmm. Or just anything. I love kids' stories.
No, that's the beautiful art of toys and not electronics. Is the toy is the influence of their mind at that moment, and they can create whatever they want with it, as opposed to having it created for them. And then that just, I don't know.
The electronics are robbing these children of their childhood. Yeah. But that's a whole other podcast.
And creativity. I agree.
And creativity. So, okay, how are you uniting people? How are you uniting families? Because everybody's going through all these things, but everybody is separated and they don't know they don't know each other or how to get together. I mean, these are the only way that we're going to have impact is if massive amounts of people join forces together.
I agree.
So how and are you doing that?
So more or less, I am going to be starting up selling life insurance. So this, you will be able to have the funds to go to another country if you needed to, because let me tell you, losing a child, you won't be able to work for many, many years. And again, I worked in the school system, so I was not going to go back, and that happened right before COVID. But what you can do is go to Who Represents Me Texas in the Google search, find out who your state rep is. And again, this is a nonpartisan issue. It's a humanities issue. Whoever is elected, they're the only people that can change things. So if you go to Who Represents Me and tell them, yes, this situation happened to me. And before you do that, because I do have some insight, before you contact your state rep or your congressperson or your senator, I would try to do a shout out. Who has state rep so-and-so in their district and this situation happened to them too? So medical records, we could not get our medical records for 2 years because that's the statute of limitations. And
but they're your own records.
They are. And so that's another bill that I do hope to change.
So hold on.
I know I'm going all over the case.
Okay, the statute of limitations is 2 years. So basically you had up until 2 years to file a lawsuit against them, but you didn't, but they wouldn't give you your medical records until after the 2 years. So then once you got your medical records, you couldn't go after them anyway. And how the hell are they able to do that?
I know. So needless to say, releasing medical records, I've had like 10 12 different friends who said, this happened to me too. This happened to me too. So we need to find these little things, these little gaps, so we can, because there's laws. However, right. there's no consequences if they break them.
Right. There's no exposure.
Well, and it's hard to find the issues until somebody's experienced the actual issue and then consolidate all the issues and then bring those forward together as one to your congressperson or senator.
Right. And more or less, I would try to do state rep and senator that's local to you and not Congress, because it's practically already, Texas just needs to be more strict.
Okay, so that would be Steve Toth in our area.
Yeah, Steve Toth, Valerie Swanson. There's so many different ones in the Spring Woodlands, Conroe area. Cecil Bell. So go to who represents me. Find me on Facebook and just send me a message with what your main concerns are, whether it be medical gaslighting, whether it be hospice, whether it be disability, chronic illnesses. I mean, just pick whatever we talked about today. Mm-hmm. I mean, aerial mosquito spraying, and just tell me who your state rep is. And then hopefully I can get this organization, you know, and start a lobbying or something.
Finding a direction. Yeah. Finding a path.
And then your website is?
LoveSomeoneWithCancer.com.
LoveSomeoneWithCancer.com. Okay. And you said this quickly, so I want to just reiterate. You're beginning to sell insurance for children, which most people...
Life insurance
for children. Most people don't have life insurance for their child. We don't. Mm-mm. And if anything ever happens to your child, then you would be able to use that life insurance.
If you had Universal Unlimited. Now, for granted, I do not have my license yet. Hopefully, I will by the end of this month.
Okay.
But if you get whole life insurance and you paid money into it, mm-hmm. say you have $40,000 into it, the child could be 10 or 12 years old, and then they get diagnosed. What are you going to do to take those treatments holistically? Mm-hmm. You can borrow against that whole life insurance
policy. What happens if they don't get any sort of terminal illness? Do you get all your money back?
So you can borrow.
Go to vacation?
You can borrow. And see, this is the sad thing too.
Oh, you borrow against it and then cancel it?
No, you borrow. Well,
you have to pay it back.
So Jeez, it would be deducted from. So if let's say you have a $100,000 policy mm-hmm. of unlimited is how much ever you put in. So let's say if you put in $40,000, you can use that money for anything.
It's your money.
It's your money.
College?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. So lovesomeonewithcancer.com.
Yes.
Is where they can find your website. Get involved.
Yes. And you can also find me on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook.
You share a lot on Facebook.
I share a lot on Facebook. And people tag me anytime that there's a medical kidnapping or whatnot. So it's Sarah Lindley Bailey.
Okay. How do you spell Lindley?
Lindley. And okay. that is my ancestor that fought at the Alamo, Jonathan nice. L. Lindley.
Oh, love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story.
Yes. And take a lot of courage to do that. I mean, there's to relive and bring up and constantly talk about, you know, your daughter. I mean, it brings up those emotions and it takes courage to do that. So thank you for sharing.
Of course. And a lot of people are afraid to speak out. But if people keep being silent, then nothing's going to change.
Agreed.
You know, there's a movie that they did on Erin Brockovich. And
I feel like
there could be a movie.
Well, Sandra Bullock.
Sarah Bailey. Yes, Sandra Bullock. Y'all totally look alike.
Oh, Sandra Bullock, yeah. Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yes.
That you can, they Let's can go, play Aaron. You.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much.
Oh, well, thank you
everyone for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of According to the Castles with Amy and Trey. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast so you never miss an episode. To stay up to date with the Castles, follow Amy on Instagram at acastles. Until next time, have faith, enjoy life, and love abundantly.
There are so many supplements out there. How do you choose? If there was just one supplement that Trey and I would recommend, it's definitely Ningxia Red. We have consistently drank Ningxia every day since May of 2015. It's a whole body health and wellness supplement that's a powerhouse full of antioxidants and nutrition. Ningxia Red is made with pureed wolfberries, also known as goji berries, along with blueberry, plum, cherry, aronia, and pomegranate juices. These are very high in antioxidants that boost immunity and protect your body against oxidative stress. It also has food-grade essential oils like orange and lemon, yuzu, and tangerine. These provide an incredible dose of D-limonene. Trust me, Google that. This is just a 2-ounce shot of liquid gold, and it supports your body for better energy and healthy cellular function. Why is that? Well, that's because you're getting antioxidants equivalent to eating like 8 pounds of carrots and 16 whole oranges. Trust me, your liver and your eyes will thank you. If you'd like more information, visit my website, www.amycastles.com. What was the first thing that your mom would ask you before you'd go to bed at night? Did you brush your teeth? I don't know about you, but my mom always asked that. Since I was a kid, healthy gums and teeth have always been important to me. But after a lot of research, I figured out that there's actually a lot of junk in the commercial toothpaste. Everything from SLS to artificial flavors and colors, sweeteners even. And I didn't like the way that they didn't actually get my teeth super clean. I felt like they weren't really actually supporting good overall oral health. Well, I'm so excited to tell you about a product that I created in 2016. Sparkle Dust is a non-toxic, chemical-free tooth cleansing powder that instantly brightens and strengthens and remineralizes your teeth and your gums. It will leave your teeth feeling like never before. They will feel cleaner, smoother, and brighter. You will feel like you just left the dentist. I love that feeling. Sparkle Dust is made from 9 different organic earth-sourced ingredients, including minerals and clays. It's a natural solution proven to get you the smile that you've always dreamed of. Learn more about Sparkle Dust by visiting my website at www.mysparkledust.com.